We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, V'boyes Eima. We had a stira, two brises. One brise says, talk about an avdei melug, which means that a lady has an eved, Kenani, she owns the eved, she gets married. When she gets married, it belongs to her, the eved, but the husband gets the use of that eved, because it's like nichsim melug, where the husband eats the peiris, which is the use of that eved. And the shaila was, if one of them knock out the eye of the eved, does the eved go free? Which one is considered the owner of the eved? So one bride says neither one is considered the owner. The other bride said the isha is considered the owner. So what's the bir machlekes? We had a few different options, and now we're going with one of the options were that the tekanas usha is the shaila. Why? The tekanas usha strengthens the side of the husband, and therefore, that weakens the side of the isha, and that would be pshat why neither one could free the eved through the knocking out the eye. But what you say, Mother Mara says four lines on the top. The kuliyama less lu lahanin tanoyet kanas usha. Kuliyama, they don't hold it to kanas usha, and therefore, really, there's a kinyan aguf completely to the isha, and a kinyan peiros to the baal, and there's no to kanas usha. So why, if to understand why the ish can't do. If the ish knocks out the eye, he doesn't go free because the ish only has Kenyan Paris. But what's pshat in the isha that she, by her, what's pshat in that braisa, the isha, if he knocks out the eye, the eved doesn't go free. So Gemara says, but Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guftami, Kamifagi. The Machlekes is Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guftami, which means like this, that if you hold Kenyan Paris, laugh Kenyan Guf, so then the Kenyan Guf is fully to the isha, and therefore, if the isha knocks out the eye, the eved goes free. But if you hold Kenyan Paris, Kenyan Guftami, that means that they both have a certain amount of kinyan aguf, and therefore neither one has enough control over the eved to be considered the baal mod eved, and if he knocks out the eye, it goes free. There's similar machlekes about kinyan peiros, kinyan guftami regarding a different din of an eved. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Now before we see the braisa, we should know a halacha in the Torah. It's in Parashat Mishpatim. It says, if someone hits his eved or his amma with a stick, and the eved dies, the odoy, the master is chayiv misa. If he lives a day or two and then he dies, the loch is that you're potter. Now, the Rashi speaks out, one day or 2 days, which one? So he says, it means a day or two means 24 hours. It means a day, that's like 2 days, 24 hours. If the evident Kanani is alive for 24 hours, then there's a special Xerias Akosov that the Odoin is not Chayiv. Now, if someone else hits the Eved and he dies a day later, Evadi Chayiv Misa, even if he dies 3 days later, it's your cause. It's only a din in the owner. Din Yoyim Yamayim is Dafka din in the owner. So we have here a brayse like this. If someone sells the eved to someone else, or pasuk imay, and makes a tanai with a guy, amnas sheyam shenu shloishim yoyim. He says, I'm selling you the eved, but I get the use of him for the first 30 days. Which I'm retaining my rights to use him for 30 days. So what's the halacha in those 30 days? Who is considered the odoin in those 30 days? So Rameya Imer, Rishon yeshter b'din yoyim yamayim peshu tachtov. The Ramey says the Rishon is Dim Yom Yomayim. He's considered the master. Why? Because right now he's working for him. Kesavik King and Paris King Guftami. And Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, that's what Ramey says. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Aymer, Shani Yeshu Dim Yom Yomayim. Why? Preshu Kasboy, because he is under the ownership of the guy who bought it. Kesavik King and Paris, Lav King Guftami. That means in those 30 days, if one of the first, either the buyer or the seller hits him, kills him, and he dies a day later. So according to Rameyer, the original owner has din yom yomayim because right now he's the one who has use of him. Mashenke, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sheni has a din yom yomayim. I can ask you, that's what I'm saying. That's the same machlekes over here. It's really the machlekes over here by the case of shein v'ayin. So it's shmak ki aperes ki guftami. Sounds good. Sounds a beautiful chalikas. The king of prayers, king of tummy. So here also feeling whatever. So same thing, right? The problem is like this. It's a very obvious problem. What are we saying over here? We're saying if you hold king of prayers, king of tummy, Rameyer holds that, then the first guy, which is the seller, who's mishtamish for 30 days, he has king of prayers, he has the Yom Yomayim. We said before, l'kuli al-maida, the husband who knocks out the eye, Even if you're looking at a person getting a guf dummy, the husband knocks out the eyes and go free. So what's the difference? It's not the same machlokes. I don't understand the two things. Not the same thing. That's Tosfos kasha. Didn't ask for our mayor. We can see Tosfos inside. The first line, he answers the kasha. Rameyer Eimer, Rishon yesterday in Yemimayim, so I'm person getting a dummy. Talk to Tosfos. Vaaf agab the gabi shein va'ayin. Eino yoitze loy le'isho le'isho. So he says, you know why? The ain't like kayach le shakri kinyan guf sheisha. The ma'isa, there's still a kinyan guf sheisha, and if you free the eved, you're not going to have the kinyan guf sheisha. You have no right to do that. Avadin yoyim yemayim shutachta she kayach le redoisa las vlachta svaru she yivnim yemayim. Ma'achad kinyan peres kinyan guf tomi. Here, it's not a shayla of take away someone else's thing. Here, you kill the eved. Shayla is, are you a din, a master now? So that, yeah, you're called enough of a master right now for today to have a din yoyim yemayim. So it's not a dinyan. By shechur, there the problem is you're freeing someone else's eved, so that's why you can't.
The
eved won't go free by ish. The eved will not go free, but not got shechur. Yeah.
But let's say the
lekeach
kills him. Does he also
have the kinyan perish right now? The lekeach doesn't have him until after 30 days. No, of course not.
With the isha,
if Ilkei Perez can give isha doesn't have a din. If Ilkei Perez can give the isha doesn't go free. If Ilkei Perez can give only if Ilkei Perez lav can give dummy, then it doesn't dig into the isha's rishos at all. It's considered the isha's completely. If Ilkei Perez can give digs into the isha's rishos. Okay. So that's the we're saying the machlokes is kibbutz yivutam is the same machlokes over here, and we have to go back there in this price. So this price, you sold the eved and you're using it for 30 days. So we have more shitas. So far, Rav Meir says the verisha is in yom yomayim. Why? Because she's tachta and kibbutz yivutam. Gruda says the sheni has in yom yomayim. Why? Because kaspoy, and he holds kibbutz lav yivutam. Rav Yosi Eimer shneiam yesh to din yom yomayim. They both have din yom yomayim. Which means mesafik at least. They get a kula of yom yomayim. Why? Zepreshu tachtov, zepreshu kaspoy. What's pshat? Mesafkule, he has a suffik if kinyan peres is kinyan guf dami. Or lav, kinyan guf dami. Or it's not kinyan dami. Mesafin fashu lahakal. Which means we're not sure who's the main owner. Rav Yosi says, you know, either I hold like Rav Meir, that the guy who's using it now, the seller who's using it now for 30 days, he's the kinyan peres kinyan guf dami, and therefore he's the baal habos and he has the yom yomayim. Well, maybe the other guy is the Baal Bas, because it's his Evan now. He bought the Evan. It's his Kaspoy. And King of Paris love King of Dummy to the guy who's using it. So I'm not sure. So therefore, each one who kills this Evan, you'll get the cool of Yom Yomayim, because Safak and Fashal Akal. That's sheet number three. Sheet number four is Rabbi Yezer. Lezer Eimer, Shneim Ein Evan Yom Yomayim. They both don't have a Din Yom Yomayim. Zel Fish Ein Tachtov. Vezel Fish Ein Kaspoy. They both don't have a Din Yom Yomayim, because each of them do not have a real control, real ownership on this eved. The buyer is not tachtav yet, he's not using the eved yet, and the seller, Vishayna Kaspa, is not his kesef. So he holds both ways, he holds that it's not the yom yomayim. And I would think, I don't have a first, but I would think Rabbi Eliezer holds, even if you hold kinyan peres kinyan guf dami, still, it's not considered kaspa, and therefore, they will not have a din of Yom Yomayim by him. That's maybe it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer from the Gemara. Steamers Loshon doesn't say anything about Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf Dami. He holds new din Kaspoy. He has to be Kaspoy Yuchel. Like Gemara says, I'm a Rav. My time with Rabbi Eliezer. I'm a Kra. Ki Kaspoy who it says by the Loshon of Yom Yomayim and Zov. It says Achim Yom Yomayim Yamoy Lo Yukam Ki Kaspoy who, and it's Mashma Kaspoy Am Yuchel Loi. It says Bidafka Kaspoy Am Yuchel Loi, and this is not Yuchel to one person. Therefore, it's not. There's no din yom yomayim at all, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to either one in those first 30 days. So, like upon them, those are the four shittas. And we just brought those four shittas in to bring you that there's a machlekes kinyan peres kinyan guf dami when it comes to the eved. And we shtel it to the case of knocking out a shein v'ayin of eved when it comes to husband and wife. Zog to Gemara, Keman Ozlo Hodom Ameimar. Who is the next member like? Ameimar says, Ish. The Ish v'Isha got together, Rashi says, and they sold Nichsim v'Log. Loi Asu v'Loi Klum. It's not a Mechira. Zok Gemara, Keman, Kerab, Kerabi Eliezer. It's like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, it needs a beer, but what the Gemara is saying is that an Ish v'Isha sold Nichsim v'Log it does not work, the sale, at all. Why? Because neither one has control on it. Neither one has control on it. It doesn't belong to either one. And therefore, if they sell it, the other one can mighty dalakuchais when the other guy dies. I Frank Rashi, why is there any shutvim? Shutvim can't sell something. He says, "Kavay shutvim, each guy has full bialis on his chelik. Mashaik in here, no one has full bialis on any chelik. This one has the guf, this one has the peiris, and therefore there's no yichud to each one. Now, obviously, he needs a beer because Rabbi Yezus said he exeres a kosov. It's kikas by who? There's a din by Evan, it has to be kas by who? Where do you have exeres a kosov by nichsim look that you're selling?" So we'll speak out of Tosis momentarily, who answers that question. But the Gemara says, this is a Meimer that says that Yisov v'nichshim v'lug, it does not work, it's going according to Rabbi Yezah, holds it cast by who? Man tana lo Torah Rabban, who's the tana of following Brisa? It says, Misha chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim, if you have a eved who's a half eved, half ben chayrim, chen eved shal shay shutvim, eved of tu shutvim, ein yoytzim v'roshi yevarim shayin chayzvim. There's no din shayin v'ayin. That's going to Rav Eliezer. Merely Omar Rav Eliezer, Kaspay Hamayuchid loy. There has to be Kaspay Hamayuchid. Hachanami Avde Hamayuchid loy. For Shicharos, there has to be Avde Hamayuchid loy. And therefore, there's no din Shein Vayin by ever. It's not Mayuchid loy. It says Avdoy Hamayuchid loy. It says by Shein Vayin. Chiyak Ishus Ein Avdoy. It's Ein Amasoy. So as the Avdam Yuchaloi, therefore, if you're Rabbi Yezel, he'll make a drasha also, or Rosh Evar.
So
Rabbi Yezel
wouldn't be
able to understand
the first
price. So Rabbi Yezel says, which first price, sir?
That the
Isha has a... No, Loyla Yisrael. He said, yeah, Loyla Yisrael. It'd be like the Man Yamah, the whole, that neither one could do it. Yeah, like one of the prices, that neither one could do it. That's Kshmak. Now, so we see over here that besides for the Din Kaspayhu, which is a Din, when it comes to Yom Yomayim, is Din Avdayhu. So Tosis speaks out on the Gemara of Ish and Rokhnas and Malug that's learned out from here. Zok Tosis, Kaman Ozlo. Kaman Ozlo Hod Domeim, Zok Tosis, Nira, the Mechira Yalef Meshichrur. The Shichrur Ke'im Mechira. The Imadin Yoimi Yamayim, if you want to learn from Yoimi Yamayim Yalef, Amai Itzuk Soma Gav Shichrur, Avdim Yuchla. So he says, the din before that we said, we sell, the husband and wife sell Nichs and Malug, it's Loyosu Eklum, he said, like Rabbi Yezah, we asked, well, there's no pasuk kaspidu. Tarez says learns out from shichur. Just like by shichur, then avdim yuchalah. He also then there's then a yuchid that you can't sell. We learn out from there. The only problem with the whole sugya is that how do you ever free a half eved, half mecharim? Well, how does shutum ever free ever then? If you have to have avdim yuchalah, so it must be it's a din. I think Tosis says this himself. Get maybe it's a din dafka in shein ve'ayin. It's dafka a din in shein ve'ayin. It's not a din in star shichur is different. Because here, this pasuk avdim yuchlo is dafka din shein v'ayin. Ayin asks me, star shichur, learn out from shein v'ayin, just like you learn out mechira from there. So luchar, it should never be possible. Just the free, chatziv chatziv luchar. So I think the answer is because by a star shichur, it's more like a hefker, it's more like a siluk. That you could do. You could do a siluk. You just can't sell someone else. That you can't do. And shein v'ayin is like a din knas or a din whatever. It's a din that has to be your eved, and therefore there will not work. Like upon him, we have here a chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer. For three different cases, it's the geya for selling nichs and malug both together. It's the geya for shein v'ayin, and it's also the geya for din yom yamayim that he has says that if you have shutvim or you don't have a miyuchid loy, the halach is it will not be a good mechira or din yom yamayim or a din of shein v'ayin.